Can we lift up our voice? Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you. We exalt your name, O God, that you remain true, faithful, that you are the Lord, the great I am, the mighty one of Israel. We lift up your name, O Father, that your presence is here, the power is here, the grace is here. We thank you, Lord, for a new season, a new time in our life to celebrate, to worship, to be excited. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you give a shout?
Amen.
Amen. Please do take your seats. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greetings once more in the name of Jesus. It's a beautiful day. We are grateful for God's grace and His love towards us. Today is our first night. Can we give a shout?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we start our new year, I want to take us into a journey. You know, I was going through time from 2010. And I looked at how far, how God has taken us. Mighty works. Supernatural manifestation. Doing the unthinkable. You know, hindsight helps us to see. Hindsight, to look back. Make us to see the mighty things that God has done through our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we give a powerful shout to Jesus for all these years? He has kept us. The Bible tells us a story about Gideon. It says Gideon was afraid. And the Lord said to him, I want you to go and listen.
He had dropped
the conversations. What your enemy is saying about you. Yeah, eardrop, just listen. Yeah, I think this week was the week of eardropping. You know, how other people see you, it's not the way you see yourself. And so when you look at the number of years, the great things that God continues to do, I was in a company of some people, and the person said, was introducing. And then he started to say, do you know Apostle Vincent? Then the person says, yes. Then the other person started to tell the things that I don't know. About Emmanuel Christian Church and us.
Emmanuel Christian Church,
it's things that are dumbfounding. You know, he started to say, this is a prayerful church.
Are
they stood the test of time? Consistently doing exactly the same thing, trying to better it every time. Then he told about how great, what we call great men who have come to the city to create commotion and difficulties. And he spoke about the Emmanuel Christian Church being a strong tower standing the ground, demolishing every stronghold that has come our way.
Emmanuel Christian Church,
you see, when you are not part of it, when you are in the game, you don't see the impact of the work that we are doing.
So I want you to have a very clean and clear. I was shocked personally because it's something that he said in my presence. Some things I can't disclose in public. Yeah. Too supernatural to talk about. And I said to myself, I'm going for vision casting.
Vision casting.
I said, there is no other boost that one could receive than to hear how other people who we take as being successful, how they look at us.
You
see, the unfortunate part of it is that we are waiting for your death. So we can tell about your good works. Amen to somebody.
Amen.
But this person says, our church, the kind of things our church was doing, I was shocked. I realized that there's more power we have released without other people have been enjoying, participating, experiencing the grace of God that is upon Emmanuel Christian Church. Only eternity will tell the story.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are looking at ourselves and the way to move forward. The apostolic direction of the church. We have one of the most powerful things about life is that that we have to start to cherish what we stand for. Most people don't appreciate what they have. I see few people here who are married. Oh, they will not appreciate. They don't appreciate what they have. Yeah, we have the green grass syndrome. Tell your neighbor you have a green grass syndrome.
Unali green grass syndrome.
The grass looks greener the other side. Yeah, the wife is looking and say, I could get a better husband. And the husband says, I think there is a better woman. Try it. Ask those who have tried it. Yeah, ask them. People don't like telling the truth.
But
yeah. We pretend.
Hey, raika
kets. Ask them.
Babutis.
Yeah. We never appreciate our state where we are. Now, if you knew that you are having the best, your life will change. You will appreciate much more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Tell your neighbor there. Appreciate the moment.
Yeah.
Appreciate the moment. Appreciate.
Lebora.
Yeah. I've come to believe that we are a great church. That we are a supernatural church. I can tell you story after story of the city.
The
spiritual landscape. There are churches that when they started, they said they will close our church. I told the person, I said, go and tell your prophet. Teacher, that he doesn't know where we dig. I said, tell him that we sink to dry wells and water come out. There is no one who's of God who will desire another church to close.
Amen.
So I said, go and tell him that our source is a different source from their source. Tell your neighbor, enjoy the moment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church is dynamic. And it has its life, its own life.
The church has its own life.
Kereke na le bophelo bya yona.
And the church finds its meaning in Christ Jesus.
Kereke e hwetsa bogona ba yona go Kriste.
So I want to challenge the church today.
Ke nyaka go tlotlheletsa kereke le hono.
To go back to become intimate with God.
Lena le boele le a tsamele modimo.
So that we can fulfill the great commission.
Gore rena re gone go phethagatsa taba ye kgolo.
You see, you have to understand that if we are going to be apostolic.
Hey, le gore re tloba apostolic.
What we do might not look very significant to you.
Se re se dirang se ka no se bona le se le botlhokwa go wena.
If you go back to 2010.
O boela go 2010.
And you look at all the things we have done.
La lebella di tlhogo ka moka tse re di dirileng.
You'll be shocked how far we have moved.
O tla makala gore re sepetse tsela e kana
ka. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Great Commission
taba ye kgolo
is an apostolic mandate to the church.
Ke mandate wa bo apostolic wa kereke.
So God is calling us to become intimate and close with him.
Modimo wa re bitsa gore re moatsamele re be gausi le
yena. We cannot achieve much more without intimacy.
Re ka se kgone go fithelela tse dintsi ge re sa be gausi le yena.
You have a young couple, you are praying for them.
Unali couple enyane.
You pray for them.
Wa barapelela.
They say we want to have children.
Ba re nyaka go ba le bana.
So you pray.
Wa rapela.
They go home.
Ba ya gae.
After a year they come again.
Ka morangwa ga ba bua gape.
Then you start to realize there is a problem here.
Wa thoma le mo gore go na le bothata mo.
Then you start to ask, how intimate are the two of you?
Wa butisa gore lena le kopana. Okay.
They are fighting permanently.
Ba phela ba elwa.
They are doing what?
Ba phela ba elwa.
They are in a permanent mode of warfare.
Bona ba phela ba le montweng.
So I'm asking, how frequent is your intimacy?
Ke a butisa gore lena le kopana ga kae?
I say in this past 12 months after we prayed the last time. How many times?
Ka mara gore re rapele ke ga kae?
They can't count. One couple, they were lying. You know, they quoted two different numbers.
Ba bolela di nomoro tsa go tshwana.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Can you say intimacy?
Intimacy.
Somebody was saying we want revival.
O mongwa re nyaka revival tsosoloso.
You can't have children without intimacy.
O ka sebe le bana ka ntle le tsosoloso.
You can come to church, but you will not conceive. Not that God doesn't like you, but your method of intimacy is a different one. Coming to church sitting close to each other. That's not intimacy. Now we are talking about fulfilling the Great Commission. I'm not talking about marriage. I'm explaining the Great Commission. So bring your mind back. Come here. I'm saying revival cannot come by coming to church once a week. Yeah. Amen. I can feel it that you are saying, hey.
Amen.
I was saying to somebody, intimacy.
It's
the frequency of being together and wanting to be together, pursuing to be together, staying together at all costs. Yes. You see, the frequency of our meeting should have intent and purpose. Yeah. If revival is breaking through, it's going to take more intimate activities in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
We had an all-night prayer last week. We should have those kind every week. You see, because the turning of the heart. We had a scooter. We used batteries. So the batteries. You should not charge
overcharge the batteries.
Awa tshwana gore o di charge go fitisisa.
Or overuse the batteries.
Or o di berekisitse
o fitisa. It's a delicate balance. Do you understand?
La tlhaloganye.
Intimacy.
Intimacy
is a delicate balance.
Ke balance e leng go ine ya go ineela.
People want revival but they are dry.
Batho ba nyaka tsosolotso e fela ba omile.
Have you seen the driver? The battery is in the car but you can't start it. You, one cell of the battery is dead.
Sele one ya battery e huile.
I don't know you understand.
A ke tsula tlhaloganye.
In other words, when you were supposed to do your checkups, they will tell you that every 6 months you must go back.
Every 6 months,
not that there is a problem. We're talking about intimacy. We're talking about the Great Commission. We're talking about being on fire. Is it a feeling? If it's a feeling, then it will not last. Yes. Because people are like, oh, we want revival. But what they want is emotion, not commitment. Come to somebody.
Amen.
Can you tell your neighbor and say, we need a commitment.
Yeah.
You cannot walk in joyous marriage without commitment.
O ka sebe mo lenyalo le le monate ka ntle le go inela.
We cannot say, oh, we have entered the apostolic. If God is going to send you,
re le hore modimo o tlo go rome.
If we believe we are the sent out ones,
re re dumela gore ke rena ba re
dumile. If we believe in the supernatural power of God,
re re dumela mo matleng a semoya a modimo.
Then we lose ourselves in him.
Re na re a itatlhegela go yena.
There's no amen in
that. Amen.
Mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a delicate balance. You cannot be in the spirit and come to church once. Or be self-controlled.
What? Control.
Sometimes you love how people choose. How they choose what is critical and what is important. Yes, I was saying to somebody, can you imagine if I don't come to your wedding? I
said,
oh, I know how people feel about it. But they don't come to my meeting. It's only their feeling, but not my feeling. They are the only one who gets offended, but no, I should not get offended. What do you think about God? Somebody said, have pity on God. Can you tell your neighbor, have pity on God?
Yeah.
Somebody has a funeral, I don't come. Funeral. The funeral was a success. Everybody was there. Since my eye was on the door. I was looking for you. I said, wow. Seriously?
Can it?
She says, yes. I'm offended. So I said, okay, let's take how many of my meetings you came. Let's see. If this is an offense. How intimate? Are you self-controlled? Or you are going to come regardless of what? Imagine somebody.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, what is your feeling? Are we still in love? People are not in love.
Yeah,
the love of many works cold quickly.
Yeah.
You get shocked that the love of many they works cold. Somebody was talking, says, oh, I've never had a friend like you.
He says,
we are committed to the relationship. And the person was judging themselves. He says, I know, I don't. The things you do are I'm not doing for you. Mercy.
Amen.
So revival never comes until the two parties have a common interest. We know that God has an interest for our church. We know that God has an interest for your life. But it's just that you don't have the interest for God. We don't, as a church, we want to prosper, but we don't want God. We want God to bless us, but we don't want God to be part of it. Do you understand? Let me keep my boyfriend. Don't get involved. But I want you to bless me with marriage. Father, we pray for signs and wonders. We pray for signs and wonders. But we will not wait. We will not come and pray and fast.
And
after 5 minutes, it's too much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have entered the season of long all night prayers. Our desire is that we may know God intimately. That we may love Him and have integrity of heart. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 to 11.
By Philippians 3 verse 10 to 11.
That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. The fellowship of His suffering. Being conformed to His death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. What do you think? He says that I may know Him. The power of His resurrection. Do you want to be intimate? Do you want signs and wonders? Do you want miracles? Do you want supernatural manifestations of God? What do you think? What is the power of God to you? Philippians says that I may know Him. The power of His resurrection. How can you have the power of resurrection while you are still alive? How can resurrection manifest in your soul and in your spirit? That everything in you may awake towards Christ. And say, and the fellowship of His sufferings. There is an S there, sufferings. Yes. Oh, we are talking revival. Being the sent out one. Coming to a place where there is nothing.
It's
a gospel we don't like. Yeah. Send me, Lord, but not too far from my bed. Send me, but not too far. I've got my, what is the name of the nice bed? Princess.
Restonic.
Lord, send me, but not too far. Enough, come back at night. If I was to say to Muruti Lapane, we are sending you to Kimberley. Back to sender. He said, I have children. I'm working. I don't think I'll get the job. I mean, Kimberley is here.
Kimbali Kimo.
If I was just saying, let's go to Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Harare, oh, Harare is even better. Mutare. We are sending you to Mutare. Come again. Oh, that's the prayer. Let this cup pass me, Lord. Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord. Midrand will be a good sending, Lord.
Hey, Midrand, taba mo go botse o ka nromela mo.
Sufferings.
Matlhoko.
You see, when you are not prepared, sometimes people see when things are together.
Batho ba bona he dilo di setse di kopane.
But power is manifested in youthfulness.
Amen.
Yeah, you have youthfulness is not being young. It means the spirit you have is a youthful spirit.
Ke moya wa bo youth.
Yo, brother Jesus.
Wa buswa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are looking at yourself and say,
hey, we develop.
I'm a mother. I have small children. You know. How can you be apostolic? It must be a soft landing. It must not you must pay. Can you tell me? You must pay. Then you'll never fulfill your ministry. Sufferings. Can you tell your neighbor sufferings? Yeah, sufferings. Hey. That I may know him and the power of his rise. In other words, to be resurrected, you must have been dead before. The fellowship of his sufferings.
He
said, foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay it down. He said, we are sending you. Please, can you go? One woman, if you read the writings of Paul Yonggi Cho, he said to one woman, a middle-aged woman,
40-something, 50.
Can you go to Japan, please? Abandon course. Can you tell anybody abandoned course? Yeah. He said, go to Japan.
Area Japan.
And go and serve the Lord. They said the woman went to Mushenguville.
Mosadi,
you know, the squatter of Japan.
The
lower, the poorer part of the community. And when she arrived, they gave her like maybe money that could last for 6 months. Cash in advance. It's not like we are sending money every month. Everything that you have is everything. And maybe by grace and by chance, somebody might have added 2 rand, 5 rand.
Maybe kamu nyetlo mungwa au ketsanyana.
Hey, Marasubuza, I say to you, hack. So the woman arrived.
Masadi wa fitla.
They saw, the other people saw her.
Baba ngwe ba mmona.
She hired the smallest room in town.
A hira room enyane mo toropo.
Immediately went into prayer and fasting.
A thoma go rapela itima dijo.
Prayer and fasting.
A rapela itima
dijo. They see her going out to fetch water, possibly to wash. You know, fetching water in the bucket is like. So you can understand that even Japan at that time had the same problem we have. So she will wash and they never see her. She prayed. But one of the women noticed there is a woman who came, she's new. A Korean woman.
Wow, a Korean woman.
Hey, maybe this problem. Let's visit her.
Power.
When they arrived by her place, she shared the gospel with them. The following day, 50 people.
100
people.
100.
600 people.
600.
Then she called Yongi Cho.
Funela Yongi Cho.
Say, I think I've done my work.
Are ke nagana gore ke dirile moshomo wa ka.
You can come, please.
O ka nna watla.
So, can you imagine?
Nagana fela.
What about you?
Wena.
Your parents.
Batswadi ba gago.
Your friends.
Ba gwera ba gago.
Those who are mad.
Ba re wa gafa.
You must hear parents when we say the children are going to Ghana. You must hear. If you sit in the meetings with them, you'll be shocked. So the woman, she was afraid. She didn't know how God is going to come through. In Japan, I think they've got 3 churches that she was able to forge. Having abandoned all, what will you give to Christ? What will you give to Christ? Yeah. If we were to say, Aburuhwa, let's go. Intimacy.
Intimacy.
Will you push it? By the way, intimacy is out of maturity.
Yeah,
emotional maturity.
People
who are not emotionally mature can't be intimate.
Mm-mm.
They mistaken your love for them for other things. When you haven't grown well, your emotional intelligence and
understanding.
If you see 2 people together and you are suddenly thinking they are having a relationship, you have a very low intelligence.
Eish.
You have a very low intelligence. I don't know if you understand. They are watching them. They are too close.
Listen,
it's your fallen nature that is manifesting. It's what?
Your fallen nature.
You will not be able to build anything strong. Anything that has been built through tight relationships.
Amen.
Any marriage that succeeds is you force yourself to conform. So intimacy with God, you have to always reduce yourself because every time you think of breaking through. I was giving an example that Pastor Cesar prays for people. And others, they fall very nice. Even before he arrived, they stand like this. Listen, God will not touch you. God will not what?
Touch you.
Yeah, God will not touch you. God will leave you alone.
Yeah,
so
it was.
I saw a big man.
When
the man of God is here. So when they put the head, it's like, because I used to enjoy those moments. I see them. So I'll be watching. So because they've done like this. Come here, Michael. Let me show
them.
Maybe come up. Stand here, please. Stand like, I'm not falling. So he pulls the person. He pulls the person forward. So I will be laughing because if they fall like this, because they are big. To rise. It's a mission, you know. They have to turn over.
So I said, oh, what the trouble? What, I mean,
hey, matata makaka.
Can you tell your neighbor, you can't be intimate unless you cooperate. Now, the anointing can never come unless you do what? You cooperate. But people will not cooperate. No.
I
want to have a child. I want to be pregnant. I want to be fruitful. But no intimacy. Don't touch me. You have your blanket, I have my blanket. I roll myself this way, you roll yourself that way. We ask, do you sleep the same room? Yes. No, I come to church. I worship God. I am in His presence. Not present with Him. I am in His presence, but not present with Him.
Amen.
Do you understand? You can be in the presence of God. Things happening. But being excluded out of it because you are not cooperative. You are not participating in the intimacy as God is touching other people's lives. You don't come and say, Lord, even me, touch me. Your mind, your corrupted mind. Says Baba Pusha.
They are pushing them.
How will God work signs and wonders? You have come with a satanic resistance.
You are
in full time to it. So, how will the apostolic affect you? It will never. I don't know you understand. A prophetic word might be given about your life. Please listen. When you don't cooperate, God will watch you. Yeah.
You
say, okay.
Are okay.
It's up to you. See to finish. Then everything around you grows and matures. You are the only one who's not maturing. We are talking about sufferings. Being conformed to his death. This is intimacy. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Amen.
To love the Lord with all our hearts.
Gorata modimo ka dipelo tsa rena ka moka.
Yeah. When you love.
Gorata.
O monwana le lenala. Yeah. You'll be shocked when a girl start to love.
Letloma ka le ge mosetsana rata a thoma go rata.
I've seen them in the church.
Ke ba bone mo kerekeng.
The one who's interpreting. I've seen that. You know, have you seen in the evening when maybe around 5:30, 6 in the summer.
About 5:30, 6.
You'll find beds sitting on the line. 2x2.
Dilly 2x2.
I've seen them.
Giriboni.
Yeah. Then you watch, you look, the girl likes the boy. Tell your neighbor, your intimacy with God. It's your choice. You see, you don't become intimate because somebody loves you. Or you perceive that somebody loves you. I'm available. I was telling somebody how I love my members.
Yes.
I said, I love them. And so we were having category of membership. I said, oh, you will never know. The intimacy that we have with certain people. Until you don't see them when you are in church preaching and they are not there.
Be a pastor, you'll know what I'm talking about. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I preach, we usually say there are connections. There are a lot of
there are
these ones who sit like this. You know you are preaching good. You know you are preaching good.
Hey, bar, ware ragabots. Motho putile matsogo.
So we have to have a love for God.
Re tshwantse re be le lerato go Modimo.
Give ourselves fully to him.
Re inele go yena.
The apostolic church.
Kereke ya bo apostol.
Is the one that is permanently in the presence. I mean, if you read the whole book of Acts, you realize how apostolic the book is. Intimacy.
Utabona intimacy.
Yeah, you see, in every meeting is a group of ministers.
Mokopano yengwe lengwe ke ba diredi.
Everybody's there. They are praying miracles.
They're
following them from house to house, in the temple, house to house. They gather, is working, sharing.
Babylon.
Your intimacy. Without your intimacy, there's no sharing in your intimacy.
Amen.
Mercy.
Amen.
So we have to know that if we are going to be apostolic, the church doesn't exist for itself.
Yeah.
You can achieve much. Are you a consolidator? Are you a person who consistently go out to reconcile? John chapter 10 verse 16.
John 10 verse 16.
Jesus said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring. Tell your neighbor, I'm apostolic.
I'm apostolic.
Yes. You see, people are happy when things work for them. The daughters-in-laws. They don't want to share when it's working. Mm. Yeah, there's a mama Zala, I want that pizza.
Mother-in-law is tiring.
Really?
Can nothing.
Do you understand?
La taloha.
Yeah. Tiring.
Mm. Well, peace.
There are others who must come.
Mm.
They will hear my voice. How will they hear the voice? The Bible says, how will they hear if there is no preacher? Mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Others I must bring. They must hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. Tell your neighbor, I am ready.
I'm ready.
Mm. Yeah. Intimacy doesn't come unless you make a decision. Intimacy is a decision. Yeah. Mm. If it was emotion, then you'll be like this young couple who came to receive a baby.
Apostle,
we pray.
Bare apostle re arabela
conception
gore re khone go ima
12 months after
ka mora ga di kgwedi tse 12
they are back
ba buile.
So I decide, let me ask,
ere ke ka decide gore re ke ba butsise,
how intimate
lena le kopana
la ba 12 months
e mo di kgwedi tse 12
they say, if we remember should have been twice
nge ka ba ga be di re go pola.
The greater part of our life we fight.
Karolo e kholo ya bophelo ba rena re alwa.
You know what they are fighting over? Washing dishes.
Motlhatswa dibiana.
About to somebody.
Amen.
Making up the bed.
Walola dikobo.
cooking.
Wapea.
Nicholas. Don't cook. Nicholas, don't cook. Your wife must cook. Otherwise, you'll have your wife come in to bring a complaint. Pastor, my husband doesn't cook. You know, maybe you are like some of us. Me, I cook. Out of love for cooking. But the rules are very clear.
Melao yona ya ibeilwe.
Do you understand?
Amen.
Hey, the church went quiet. It's like all the husbands are cooking in the church. So I'm starting a very sensitive part. Let's move on. We're talking about the church being apostolic. We are talking about the church doing its task and its job. Not as an entertainment center, but as an advancement for the kingdom. Laying down our life, dying to ourselves. Serving God and serving our community. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are making a commitment to build with the Lord a kingdom that knows no end.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Think about this way. You are old.
Ugudile.
Your company or wherever they've told you are old.
Mo bereka mba o botsa gore ugudile.
And you feel like you are not.
You know,
one of the greatest shock of my life, I was at the shop some years ago.
One guy
called me timer. Hey, I was offended. And I said, does this show I'm old? Think about King Solomon.
Naganaka Hoshi Solomon.
I don't know when are you going to be 70.
Akitsuru utobanin limingwagai 70.
But think about it when you are 70.
Naganona limingwagai 70.
Looking back.
Ulibella kumara.
Can you take us to Ecclesiastes chapter 1?
Ariyako Muledi chapter 1.
And they look back.
And
say vanity of vanities. Everything is vanity. What do you think? What is your life? Your life is like a vapor. Yes. Your life is like a vapor that appears for a moment. This is when Solomon realized I'm a vapor. At 70. How old are you? 19. 70 minus 19.
51.
You have 51 years to
go. 51.
How old? 17. 70 minus 70. 50? 53. Hey! Let's come here. 70. 70 minus 70 minus 57.
13.
Hey. I can see nobody likes the idea that I'm coming towards them. Let's see how old. 29. 70 minus 29.
41.
These words
Mantua.
Are some of the most harsh words anyone can give to. Part of the reason is that Solomon is celebrated for falsehood. For me, if I look at it,
Solomon
his wisdom and his strength didn't profit him. Became his distraction. His passion for living.
Passion
he became something that he did not want to be. He became a man for all seasons.
Listen, you can't be a person for all seasons. Yes. If you are spring, be spring.
Only spring, ever spring.
He married so many women. Anyone who's wise. Do you understand? Anyone who's wise. I mean, one is too much, but 1,000. You lack intelligence. Something is wrong with you. He was worn out. You know, worn out. No, I'm talking about apostolic. I'm trying. Yeah, he lost his mind. He was a madman. Can you imagine? Every woman is, I'm marrying you.
I'm marrying you.
And maybe there were even women he never slept with. Stupid diplomacy. Because he was afraid, he was intimidated. So he made treaties by marrying all strong. He started with Egypt. Yes. So that's how we start. Your life is young, you have a young life. You are making very serious financial commitments. So Egypt becomes your first wife. So we say, Hagurun. Which village? Which town? Which city? I would say go to Mozambique. You can't even speak Portuguese. If you want to see fascination, go to Mozambique. Their buildings don't even look like our buildings. South Africa has not influenced Mozambique. Their houses, they look like West Africa. The greater part of African,
West Africa.
How they build houses in
Africa.
Yes. You can go. There is a conference this week. I'll be there.
Conference.
We can go. You'll realize the house is different. Are these people our neighbors? They buy everything from South Africa.
South Africa.
But we have not been able to influence them. She said 13 years.
Urile 13 years.
When she reached 70.
Hafitla 70.
She said 53 years.
Omo 53.
When she reached 70.
Oh, urile 53. Hafitla 70.
Is this your weight?
Ah, ke manzo a hona.
Oh, this year is finishing. It's very tough. We haven't done much.
We
have worked. We don't see the fruit of it. You're looking at yourself. Listen, if you can't judge yourself, nobody will. But time will do it. Solomon noticed, vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Yeah, you stayed in Pretoria because you have a house. It has become your status, your identity, your person. I can hear you don't like it.
He bad.
Okay, Matupa. Namibia. Let this car pass me by, Lord.
Amen.
You'll be sure that your greatest great has not yet come. The deception of our life is to think what we have is the best. There is still more. Can you tell anybody there is still more? Moses started at
80.
Time has gone. Fear has gripped him. 40 years wandering.
40, not a Maya fell.
Trying to make a living for himself. What do you think? I want to challenge you.
Lastly, let me stop here. Okay, let's hear the conclusion of the matter, chapter 12, because it says, here is the conclusion of the matter. It says this, chapter 12, please.
Moledi 12.
Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. He's already telling you before the difficult days come. And the years draw near. When you say,
"O tla gore,"
I have no pleasure.
Ga ke ipsine ka bophelo.
I was sitting with somebody yesterday.
Ke ne ke dutse le motho mongwe
mabane. A very good friend.
Mogara ka o mobotse.
So we're talking about retirement.
Re ne re bolela ka go ikhutsa.
He's been working all of his life.
Ke gala bereka bophelo ba gagwe ka mo.
He told me about his despair. He says, "I can see." He's left with 2 years. He says, "I can see the end."
Are ke bona mafelelo.
So I said to him,
"Tare go yena."
Me?
Nna.
I've labored.
Ke berekile.
The worker's worth his wage.
Mo moshumi o tshwanetse ke mogolo wa gago.
The kingdom I serve.
Musho o go tlhankelang.
Has endless resources.
Wona ona le di resources tse di sa feleng.
My pension is not in the money I put away.
Mm-mm.
My pension is in eternity.
Yeah.
And he agreed. He says it's true.
You have
given all your life for this. When I turn
70,
I will look back. I wonder what I will say. When my grandmother passed on, I was 45.
Ke 45 years.
She passed on at 96.
Ke na tlhokofetsana le 96.
I made the decision that day.
Ke ile ka tsa sephetho tsa
tsi leo. If you give me 96 minus 45.
51.
If you give me 51 years to live like my
grandmother,
I should look back with a broad smile. Because I'm living my life with intent. Is that fine?
Amen.
Can tell you never, I'm living my life with intent. Yeah. So the Bible says, let those who are married behave like they are not married. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, please. Let's go to, I think it's verse 7 or so.
Are we check about verse 7?
Oh, find it for me if it's not. For I wish that all men were even as myself. Okay, let's read the verse together. Let's stand. Let's give the verse honor. Let's be on our feet, please. Let's say it. One, two, go.
For I wish that
all men were even as myself. That each one has his own gift from God. One in this manner
and another in this.
Next verse, please. But I married, and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain. If they remain, you are not reading the Bible. I'm reading. Change the version. Let's see. Yes. Let's see. One to go. But I wish that everyone were singing. Hey! Let's see. I wish that everybody was singing as I am. Oh, you don't like church division? They don't like it.
Am I right?
Okay.
We are not where I'm going, but we are going there.
Oh,
we are talking about being an apostle, being the sent out one, isn't it?
Mm.
It says, I wish everybody was like what?
Singing.
Yeah, like me. Just as I am, yet each one, okay, they have not changed the version. Mm. Let's go down. What verse is it?
9.
Verse 9. Can we read? Want to go? Oh. So I say to those who are married and to widows, it is better to stay unmarried just as I am. Hey! We want to be missionaries. The burden is light. I can go anywhere. No babies. No nursing. I don't have to have a house. Wherever I lay my head, that's my home. I can say, people are saying, let it pass, Lord. Let this, not for me. Not for me. Next one. Next verse. Verse 9. So I said to those, yes. Let's continue. But
if they cannot control themselves,
now you know that a lot of people are weak. Next verse, please. Listen. Let's read. One to go. To the married, I give this command. Not I, but the Lord. A wife. Next, please. But if she does, next verse, please. To the rest, I say, I, not the Lord. Now, for those of you who are going to stalk brothers and sisters and bring them to church and say, love Jesus. There it is. You must stay married. Don't come here and say, I married. I'm looking for a verse that let the married, maybe still coming. Let's go down. Yes, let the married be singing. And the woman, okay. Next verse, please. Let's find the verse. I want the verse that says, to the married, let them behave that they are not married. Where is it? It's there. Yes. Hallelujah. I could hear how you were flowing, you know, when it comes to the other passions. I say, hey, this church likes marriage. But we know the married are weak. Hallelujah. Where's my verse, Pastor Michael? 7:29. Okay. What I mean, brothers and sisters, is that time is short. If it's target 70. Somebody has 13 years. Somebody 65 that I know.
You have
5 years before you. But I don't say you are dying at 70. I'm just saying at 70 there's still some strength. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they do not. Did you hear what Pastor Michael said? He said, oh my God.
The next verse. Let's see the next verse. Okay, let's go back to our verse, verse 29. Now, there it is. Change the version. Let's have another translation. 7:29. But let me say this, dear brothers and sisters. The time that remains is very short. So from now on, those with wives should not focus only on their marriage.
Baba na lole basadi baske ba lebelela fela manyalo a bona.
Hey Nicholas. There are others. He says there have other sheep that must come to the fold. They also. Tell your neighbor, I'm becoming apostolic.
Keba apostolic.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody was complaining. He says, "You suffer the affair, but you barely never have a tell about any camo. Camo to will suffer. So can you wait? Don't name fast. You push. Oh well, I'm very push. Please take your seat. Wait, listen. You are not serious. You are not what?
Serious.
I wish all of you were like me."
Single.
For the widows and the single. I wish you will remain like me.
To the
married. Should behave as if they are not married. The time is too short. I don't want to hand to go home. It's BSR. Right? I want to build a house in Bob. Listen, by the time you turn 70.
Oh, if it's 70 years.
Vanity of vanities. Yeah, I said to somebody, I said, who will see? When you turn 70. Live long, let me live long. My fruit will bear fruit. I will sit like this and they will sit. Yes. I told one pastor, I said, if I call all my pastors, those I've ordained, my leaders, and I sit here. I said, I have a congregation. I don't need to pastor anyone. I just need to pastor my pastors. That's it. Let them go pastor the flock. What is your life? It's like a vapor that appears for a moment. Then it disappears. For now, it looks like you have time. But you will soon discover vanity of vanities is all that we have been doing. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. I want to pray together with you. Maybe you are here.
You'll
say, I don't want my life to be vanity of vanities. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. The Bible says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
So I want to challenge you tonight. Maybe you are here, you are invited. Or you have been coming to church, but you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to pray together with you. If you say, I want to receive Jesus, I want my sins to be forgiven, I want to be a child of God, lift up your right hand and we'll pray together. I want to make right with God. If you are lifting your hand, lift it. I see your hand. God bless you. Is there somebody else? I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? I want to make right. I don't want to look back and regret my life. Is there somebody else? I'll ask the whole church to stand. Can we give a powerful clap of offering? If you lifted your hand, please come, let's pray together. Don't be intimidated, don't be afraid. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to make right with God. Okay, it is well. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can we pray together? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for this great salvation that today, as a single person, my desire is to serve you. As a widow, my desire is to serve you. As a married person, my desire is to serve you. Father, give me the grace. I pray for salvation for my life. May I be saved from the activities of this life. May I be saved from the activities of this life. Deliver me, O God, from the activities of this life. May I not be busy, but not effective. Father, I thank you today for the death of Christ, that he died for me. I give my life to him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can you give a powerful clap? Please take your seat. I want to maybe let's stand. We are going to pray for
intimacy.
Can we stand again? I'm sorry to make you to sit. If you can stand, let's be on our feet. We're going to pray for
intimacy.
Revival doesn't come by doing one activity. Somebody said, oh, you are busy.
Are you busy?
I said, there's something we are chasing. I said to them, have you fallen in love before? Have you been infatuated before? My love is a mature love. I know what is beneficial for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is an onslaught against the church. Yeah, people, they are telling, people are blatant. Don't go to church. But they are spiritual themselves. Doing rituals daily.
Oh, dear, the rituals.
And they say, don't do your rituals. I want us to pray for intimacy tonight. Revival cannot come unless you make the decision. I must train my body to go beyond tired. Yes, to go beyond tired. When I learned to pray in 2000. They make us to stand for 48 hours.
48 hours.
In prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You pray until you can't feel certain parts of your body. And you are being led by an old man. Who's telling you? You are young. Stand. Hey, you, stand up.
MLL.
I've been standing for the past 24 hours. Then when you see break in Nigeria, people are shocked. They think it's good intellectual preaching. It has got nothing to do with intellectual preaching. Imagine somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. Wherever you see revival, you should ask. You are undermining yourself. Yeah, there is power. Grace that is upon your life. If you are to spend one extra moment
One extra hour. You'll be shocked. Just to read, just to say, I'm going to read the Bible loud the whole day. I'm reading. You'll be shocked when your ears start to hear your voice. That certain parts in your body, they start to change. That your faith changes. So intimacy never comes except by intent. There must be an intent. There must be a willingness to humble oneself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to pray. Can you lift up your right hand? Can you say, Father?
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray tonight. For intimacy. To be one with you.
To be one with you.
May my appetite. Be for you. May my love be for you. May my commitment be for you. Father, I pray tonight. Turn my eyes towards you. That I may look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Father, I pray today that the apostolic grace, the spirit of the one that is sent, may come upon my life, that I may become an apostolic person. My approach to life will lead me to be one with you, to seek your face, to seek your presence, to stay in your presence, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray tonight, open my heart that I may see the wondrous things that are hidden in your scriptures. Help me to see, O God. Help me to hear the beautiful things that are in you. Tonight, I pray for visitation. Father, visit me in my dreams. Speak to me, O God. Direct me, O God, that I may hear you, that I may become intimate, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we give a powerful clap?